This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
8:49 a.m. You're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Xiao Ning. We have the opening bell in 15 minutes, and we'll also discuss the impact of the IMF's improved global growth forecast on bond markets and Malaysian fixed income within the half hour or so. In the meantime, though, let's turn our attention to the local semiconductor industry. Now, according to the Prime Minister, Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim, the Ministry of Investment, Trade and Industry, or MITI, will be coming up with a comprehensive semiconductor strategic plan.
So this plan aims to provide a more attractive incentive package to enhance the inclusion of strategic investments in high-tech semiconductors. While Malaysia is in the spotlight recently as a semiconductor powerhouse, the country does face stiff competition from neighbouring countries in the region. So how can we remain competitive and attractive to foreign investments, especially to attract more semiconductor front-end manufacturing activities?
For some thoughts on this, we have on the line with us Dato' Sri Wong Siew Hai. He is, of course, the president of the Malaysia Semiconductor Industry Association. Dato' Sri, good morning. Always good to have you. So as mentioned, the government intends to produce a semiconductor strategic plan to improve the investment climate for this industry. Has there been any engagement with the industry and the government so far on this matter? What have you heard?
Yeah, good morning. And thank you for welcoming me back to participate in BFM. MSIA, Malaysia Semiconductor Industry Association, has had and will continue to have dialogue and consultation and engagement with the government. Additionally, MSIA is on the National Semiconductor Strategic Task Force and other committees and councils like Bermuda and the Future Skills Talent Council, headed by MOHR and Talent Corp. I'm sure more meetings will be called for further discussion.
So from an industry perspective, what should be incorporated into this strategic plan so that we can continue to maintain our edge in this semiconductor space? What's on your wish list?
You know, Malaysia already has an E&E aspiration laid out in RMK12, National Investment Aspirations, the NIA, and the new Industrial Master Plan 2030, the NIMP 2030. This semiconductor landscape is experiencing rapid tectonic shifts in technology like AI, geopolitical tensions between US and China, business models from just in time to just in case, as well as the ESG, Industry 4.0, and so on. So we need to review and update our plans constantly to meet the challenges facing the E&E industry in Malaysia, including talent development.
Dato' Sri, do you think that sometimes there's just too many plans, though? It sounds like there's a lot of blueprints out there. Does it confuse industry players?
I think there are different levels. You know, RMK12 is at a higher national level, and the NIMP is more of the industrial focus. So it's just different levels of plan.
Okay, so in that case, each plan offers its own nuances and refinements, I suppose, to the strategy that Malaysia has. Can I ask you, Dato' Sri, in terms of how can we move up the value chain, right? How do we ensure that Malaysia doesn't just stay a low-cost producer, which is where we're at now? What can we do so that our players can have a slice of the higher margin parts of the business? What sort of initiatives need to be put in?
Good question. In the NIMP, the goal for the E&E industry is to have a competitive industry that will generate high income and skilled workforce with strong local linkages. That is to enhance the current ecosystem. This will be achieved through advancing economic complexity and accelerating technology adoption. Mm. One of the ways is to move up the value chain into design and development, creating a Malaysian champion in IC design, attracting a global leader to establish a wafer fab in Malaysia, and so on. So this is to encourage Malaysian companies to move to advanced packaging as well as advanced materials. Just for your information, the average salary in the E&E industry is double the national average, and it is leading the way to higher wages.
But what stands in our way, Dato' Sri? Is it talent shortage? because we can offer all the incentives in the world for MNCs to come and open up shop. But what is our major headwind?
You know, talent is a problem everywhere. You know, I just met a group of people from Taiwan. They tell me they have talent problem. I met people from China. They say they tell me they have talent problem. So there is a war, a global war on talent, I can call it, because everybody is trying to attract the best talent to their country and also developing their own talent. So Malaysia will need to do the same, to continue to upgrade, upskill, encourage more students to go into STEM, into engineering, go and study masters and PhDs so that they can contribute even more to the technology and to the semiconductor industry.
All right. And I think we can see that competition is heating up with other Southeast Asia countries like Thailand and Vietnam. They're actively pursuing semicon companies and investment in this space. Where do you think Malaysia stands at present among the competition? And what are the incentives or advantages that other countries offer that we are lacking?
You know, for the past few years, Malaysia has attracted significant investments, especially from the globally respected players like Intel, which announced an investment of $7 billion. Infineon, $5 billion investment. AT&S, €1.7 billion. Infineon was €5 billion. Mm. TI announced a $15 billion ringgit investment. This is basically a testament to Malaysia's attractiveness and value proposition as a semiconductor nation. It is a country of choice for E&E investments. As you know, MIDA just reported earlier this year that the approved investment for 2023 was $329 billion. Mm. FDI was $188 billion, which is 57%, and domestic was $141 billion, creating 130,000 jobs. For manufacturing, the approved investment was $152 billion, which is 46% of the total, and E&E was at $85 billion, which is 56% of the total manufacturing approved investments. It shows that the incentives given by MIDA is attracting investment into the country. Of course, we have to recognize that the global competition is intense and we need to constantly improve and to challenge ourselves to do better and seize the opportunities that are in front of us.
Okay, Dr. Sri, since we have you on the line, can you give us an update on the semiconductor industry? We just got TSMC are going to report later on today, but we also note that the Europe's most valuable tech firm, ASML, said that orders tumbled. So what is the outlook?
Okay, you know, last year and going into this year, you know, the semiconductor industry was, demand was softer than expected. And however, this year, there is a forecast by World Semiconductor Trade Statistics that it will be growing around 13%. But all this will be impacted if we continue to have wars and disruptions facing the world. Mm-hmm. So barring all these wars and disruptions, the long-term outlook continues to be bright, with the semiconductor industry forecasted to reach US $1 trillion by 2030. But along the way, you know, in the semiconductor industry, as you know, it is a cyclical kind of industry. It goes up, it comes down, it goes up, it comes down. But the trend is always upward, at least for the forecast until 2030.
Datuk Sri, thanks very much for speaking with us. That was Datuk Sri Wong Siew Hai, President of the Malaysia Semiconductor Industry Association, or MSIA, giving us his thoughts on what's needed to elevate our Malaysian semiconductor industry, as well as the outlook for the sector. He says that the future looks bright still until 2030.
Yeah, it seems like the government's on the right path when it comes to attracting MNCs to invest in this country. But the headwind we face, which is something a headwind that all countries face, is this real shortage of talent. So, yeah, we can train people, we can have STEM courses. The issue, of course, is boils down to salary, right? Sometimes for the same job, because of the US dollar, the Singapore dollar suddenly becomes attractive. So we really do have to think about that. But nonetheless, we actually, fun fact, we contribute 7% of the global semiconductor trade and we're one of the 10 semiconductor trade exporters in the world.
Right. All right. 8:59 in the morning. We're going to head into the 9 a.m. news bulletin, but we do have a quick message for you.
Ready to elevate your brand and influence the next generation of marketing leaders? Immerse yourself in transformative brand building experience. Join us with 25 industry experts at the 19th BFM Brand Fest, taking place on the 3rd and 4th of July at CCEC at the Vertical, Bangsa South City.
Secure your early bird tickets by the 26th of April to ensure you don't miss this opportunity. Visit bfm.my/brandfest for more details. After the news bulletin, we have a Market Insights with Vishnuvarthan of Mizuho Bank, as well as the opening bell. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.